Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Classic Sci-Fi Movie Podcast. It's Friday, April 30th, 2010, and we're going to talk about Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. Oh, this is a good one. I watched this one recently on Blu-ray, which is a form of digital media that in the distant future, when you listen to this, will be replaced by small holographic cubes or merely teleporting the movie directly into your brain. But since we haven't got there yet, where I am today in the distant past, we have to deal with 1080p resolution on small 5-inch discs. This movie was made in the late 1980s as part of the whole let's revive Star Trek and let's save the whales thing. It was really big, one of the most financially successful Star Trek movies ever because it was more or less a comedy instead of a Star Trek movie. Leonard Nimoy directed, and he did a great job. We got to see the crew of the Enterprise take over a Klingon ship at the end of the third movie, and then bring that Klingon ship to the then modern day, 1986 San Francisco, to locate and essentially kidnap whales to bring to the future to talk to a probe. They never really explain what this deadly future probe came from, what it really wants, other than the fact that it wants to talk to some whales. And there's a lot of really weird shots in the movie that probably have some great significance that as someone who's taken film classes I should know, but I don't get it. It's still a lot of fun. They shot a lot of it at Monterey Bay Aquarium. They shot a lot of it on location in San Francisco. And you get to see Chekhov do some stuff, which you don't usually get to see. Almost all the characters get some pretty good moments in there to do something interesting or fun. You get to see helicopters being stolen. You get to see Scotty talk to a Macintosh. If you don't see Star Trek movies and you're the kind of person that's like, I'm not going to watch one of these, you should watch this one just because you get a really good feeling for the characters. And even though it is a little goofy, and in some cases because it's in the 1980s, it's a little dated, it's a lot of fun to watch for other reasons too. I mean, you get to see punks on the bus. You get to see Spock pretend to be a hippie. You get to see actually some of the best interaction between Kirk and Spock in terms of overall goofiness, which is a plus. And they don't make a ton of toys from this movie just because there aren't many good opportunities. Like, sure, you've got Spock and Kirk and all the characters in their outfits, because they actually, most of them don't even wear Starfleet uniforms in this movie. It's kind of neat. And you got the vehicle. That's really about it. Not a lot to do here that hasn't been done in the other films. And what else do I want to tell you about this movie? It's worth seeing. I mean, as goofy 1980s science fiction movies go, this is one of the most fun. And if you've already seen 1, 2, and 3, or at least 2 and 3, make it a point to see 4. If you haven't seen them yet, you probably don't need to see those two to really get this one. And it didn't do a lot to push filmmaking forward. It didn't do a lot to change the way cinema is seen. But there's enough just generally fun things to enjoy here that a younger fan would get a lot out of it, especially if you were a goofy kid in the 1980s who wore the Save the Whales t-shirts like me. This was right up your alley. I enjoyed the heck out of it when it first came out. So check out Star Trek IV The Voyage Home. Check out our website for Star Trek toys. We've got hundreds of them, uniforms, props, all kinds of stuff. If it's in the Star Trek movies and they make something of it, we'll do our best to have it. So check out our Star Trek shop for more of that. And follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.